The following is an unrehearsed interview with Iowa Senator Chuck Grassley. Participating in today's public affairs program is Brian Fancher of KLMJ Radio in New Hampton and Aaron Sommers of the Lake City Graphic Advocate. Brian, you can start us off with a question for Senator Grassley.
Senator, thanks for taking our questions today. First of all, can you give us an update on the situation with the farm bill and where you think that's going to head in the coming weeks?
Well, I'll bet you wonder if I'm ever going to be able to give you a real determined answer, because last fall I said it's going to be next month. Now here we are, the end of May, and it's next month. I think it is. I think the chairman and ranking Democrat on the committee, so that's Roberts and Stabenow, I think the chairman and ranking member are determined to get a bill out of committee early part of June. And then it's even better news to hear our leader, McConnell, saying he's planning on getting the farm bill done this summer. So that's even better news, because getting out of committee, you know, dozens of bills get out of committee and never get considered on the floor of the Senate. So I would jot down McConnell as verifying what I said about Chairman Roberts moving a bill and doing it. Now, I think we're going to have to move a bipartisan bill in the Senate in order to get 60 votes. And it may be, since the House couldn't pass their bill, they may have to take up the Senate bill when it gets to the House.
Aaron?
Thank you for taking our questions this morning. I was wondering if you would, what your take is or your perspective on the ACLU report that came out last week about abuse of immigrant children under the Obama administration, and what you think should be done to prevent future abuse.
Well, if you're talking about physical, sexual, and that sort of abuse, that's a crime. And it ought to be, when these kids are, if they're in custody of the Homeland Security, then, of course, the federal government has 100% responsibility for those kids. But once they're put in a relative or a guardian or a foster care, they're under the control of HHS. But it seems to me at that point, local authorities, where there's abuse, have the same responsibility that they have for abuse within a family or abuse within foster care. It'd be a crime. And it'd be a crime and then punished accordingly.
Brian?
Senator, we're hearing more talk that the president may finally have the summit with the North Korean leader. Do you think it will happen? And if so, what do you want the president to address when he meets with him?
I do think it's going to happen. I hope it happens. I hope it's successful. And I hope that this president doesn't make the same mistakes that Clinton, George W. Bush, and Obama made when they were told that North Korea would do certain things if the United States would negotiate with them. And we abandoned sanctions. There weren't really good faith negotiations. And North Korea never delivered on its promises. So this president ought to learn from the mistakes of Republican and Democrat presidents in the past. Don't make the same mistakes. Don't take the sanctions off until North Korea has delivered on what they said they're going to deliver on. And I think it's also an opportunity for the United States, through trade and other opportunities, to help the North Korean people have a better standard of living.
Aaron?
What are you hearing most about from your constituents right now? What is the topic of most pressing concern for Iowans?
I think the farm bill, mostly in rural America, trade, and what that does to agriculture if we don't get successful trade agreements, the high cost of pharmaceuticals, I think would be the four things that I would hear most from constituents.
Brian?
Senator, can you give folks an update on any legislation that you've been working on to help with the situation with maybe mental health and helping people, given a lot of the situation with the school shootings?
Yeah. First of all, mental health generally, unrelated to school shooting, but it's very much a part of school shooting too, would be the issue of general legislation passed, I think, last November or December, very much enhancing mental health programs from the federal government. As far as school shootings are concerned, they'd fall into two categories. One, Stop Violence in School Act by Senator Hatch, which basically would help schools with grant money to identify kids at risk that would be preventable for people that might be inclined to do these massacres. The second one is by Senator Alexander, just to allow schools to use federal funds for mental health conditions within the schools and for the benefit of their pupils.
And last question from Aaron.
If we could go back to the farm bill, what have been some of the big holdups, and how are you trying to address those in a way that will help our farmers the most?
Well, let me tell you what I can do to help farmers the most, although I don't believe that these things I'm mentioning are the holdup of the farm bill. I think it's trying to gain consensus in a political way to get a farm bill that can be bipartisan out of the Senate. Now, out of the House, it's just the opposite. They want to pass a partisan farm bill, and they didn't have the votes to pass a partisan farm bill. So you can say that it's more the politics of the House of Representatives and within the Republican Party than it is the substance of the bill. Although they could have got a bipartisan bill if they had had a different food stamp program without work requirements. So I think number one is to preserve the crop insurance program. Number two, CRP, maybe the same size or a little bit bigger, but to make sure that the federal government doesn't pay more than cash rent farmers can pay, so that the federal government cheats cash rent farmers out of renting farmland because the landlord wants more money from the federal government. The federal government shouldn't be an unfair competitor. And then within the CRP program, we would need to emphasize more the environmentally fragile land having priority over richer land. And then on the ARC program, where you can get farmers in one county getting big payments and counties across the line not getting any payments or lower payments, that inequity's got to be taken care of.
Thank you, Brian and Aaron, for participating in today's public affairs program. This has been Senator Grassley reporting to the people of Iowa.